Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's good to have you here this morning. Be opening your Bibles up to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter. And we've made it right here to the end, the last three attributes in kind of these stepping stones or these areas of growth in the life of the believer. And so just as a refresher while you're finding your place there in 2 Peter chapter number 1, I'll just give a quick overview of what we've covered leading up to where we are now. The Bible tells us that verse number 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. And that was where we had ended off last Sunday evening. And so again, just as a quick refresher, that faith that we have, that you add to, it's the starting point for all of it. It's that the basis of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And as a believer in Christ, we're expected to grow in our walk with Him. We're expected to mature. And that's what each of these stepping stones are, is kind of another step towards that spiritual maturity in Christ. And so that faith, that's the basis of our relationship. It's that foundation, that cornerstone upon which everything else is built. If we lack that and try to build with these other attributes, we have nothing to build upon, and it won't stand, it won't last. And no matter what works, no matter how virtuous we appear, no matter our knowledge of the Scriptures, no matter our temperance and our patience, when we stand before our holy and almighty God, if that basis of faith wasn't present in our lives, none of else matters. Nothing else counts. So it's important that we don't ever skip that foundation upon which all the rest of this is built, our faith in Jesus Christ. So he says to add to that virtue, and we looked at virtue, it's that moral goodness, excellence, modesty, purity. It's kind of the moral compass pointing north, so to speak. And then to virtue, knowledge. And that word knowledge carries with it the sense of a general knowledge of our Christian doctrine, of a deeper and more perfect understanding of the things of Scripture, that we're to add to it, because after salvation, we're to learn some things. That's why Paul wrote, you know, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning these things. He said, concerning them which are asleep, wouldn't have you be ignorant. So there's many more areas of study for us in the life of the believer than just that of salvation. So it's important not to neglect the level of understanding we ought to have of all Scripture, the doctrines that are contained herein. And then adding to that knowledge, temperance. And that word temperance is that self-control or that discipline. It's moderation and restraint. It carries with it a sense of meekness as well, because there's some things that we may be able to indulge in, if you will. We may could try to justify it, but we know in our walk with the Lord that it's not good for us. It's not profitable for us. So we have that temperance and that self-control to be disciplined in our walk so that we don't overindulge in the things of the world, so that we don't necessarily say anything and everything that just comes to mind. We have a bit of control over ourselves. That's that temperance. And then lastly, we looked at was the patience. And it's that steadfastness a constancy and an endurance, a perseverance. All of these are attached to that concept of waiting. Patience is a special kind of waiting. It's not just waiting in general. We're always told, you know, be patient, wait. We kind of use those interchangeably, but they're not. Patience is a whole different caliber of waiting. It's waiting with a steadfastness, with a constancy, an endurance, a perseverance. And so we looked at that, essentially bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint, manifesting that forbearance in our life of the things that we have to face. And so that is where we'd ended our last study, and that brings us today to godliness. Add to patience godliness. And this word godliness is a very, very interesting word. Because many of us, when we may think of godliness, it essentially carries with it the same ideas in our mind of that of virtue or of temperance that we've already looked at. In my mind, when I think of godliness, you think of proper conduct, of a close walk with the Lord. And tied in with that is these issues of, well, if they're godly, they have self-control, they're patient, they have these other attributes. But it's addressed as its own stepping stone. And there's a reason for that. This word for godliness carries with it an extra element that we're going to look at this morning. And will be very, there's a reason that brotherly kindness follows right after this godliness. And so I want us to remember what's coming next, that brotherly kindness, lest at any one of these points we kind of jump off and we lose this growth as a whole. So this word godliness, I'm not a Greek scholar, and I'm not going to stand up here and pretend to be. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Greek words. There's people in here who are educated well beyond my understanding in those areas, and I'm not going to pretend to be those people. But what I will let you know is that this word in the Greek carries with it a sense of reverence and respect. Reverence and respect. As a matter of fact, this word in the Greek kind of has a twin brother. In the English language, we refer to it as a synonym. Kind of something that means very closely to what this word means. And its synonym, we're going to look at that in a separate verse here later, is literally fear of God, being motivated in the Greek, being motivated by fear of the Lord, even above love. It's a sense of reverence and respect. And this godliness is what we ought to show forth in our life, but mostly it's in our own personal spiritual walk with the Lord, because it's our attitude towards Him. It's our attitude towards the things of God. It's godliness, reverence, respect, piety towards God. Webster defines it as being the quality of being spiritually pure or virtuous. But that word spiritually is in there for a reason. It's not just the quality of being virtuous, like we've looked at. It's the quality of being spiritually virtuous or pure. And so let's turn over to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Because before we jump into this issue of reverence and respect, I want us to kind of have a foundation that we can build on. In 1 Timothy chapter number 2 is where we'll start. And we'll do like we have done in the previous studies, where we're just going to kind of progress forward through the New Testament. So we won't be flipping around a whole lot as far as going back and forth. We're going to try to keep it in a straight line for you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.